Hello.
Hello, my name is Luis and I'm calling from Pino Research with a public opinion. Serbia about Phoenix, I'm not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Francis?
Yeah, this is Francis.
Hi. The reason for this phone call is because we are doing a survey right now and we'd like to know if you have time for complete the survey.
Yeah, I don't mind doing it, but I'm taking care of the baby right now. If we can go until she interrupts me.
Okay. Yeah, usually this is going to take around 10 to 8 minutes around that time. Is that okay?
Well. Yeah, it should be okay. I think she'll be all right.
Okay. First of all, am I speaking with Francis Ringletto?
Yeah, that's me.
Thank you. Right now, I would like to know if you still, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten on the grand direction, like on the grand track?
It looks like they're going in the right direction.
Thank you so much. Now I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park.
Yeah, I live in that area, yeah.
Thank you. And east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is the definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is?
No, that's clear. I live in the area.
Oh, so you already know the area?
Yes.
Thank you. Appreciate it. May I know in what year were you born?
56.
Thank you. So, are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No. Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, or Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or any other race not listed here?
I'm Native American.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, or just fair, or poor?
Is it good?
Good, thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on the scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine, right? More dining and entertainment options. Remember, 5 is a lot, and number 1 is better little.
Okay, what was the thing? More what? What kind of options?
More dining and entertainment options.
5.
5, thank you.
So that means they'll be better?
Yes, you're right.
For us, okay.
Yeah, more good and paying jobs.
5.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
5.
Thank you. More parks and recreational opportunities.
5.
Thank you. Better public transportation options.
5.
Better street and road maintenance?
5.
Thank you. More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5.
Thank you.
Thank you,
in terms
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
In terms of your job status, are you employee, unemployed, or looking for work, or retired, or homemaker?
For me?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you talking, asking me? I'm retired.
Retired. Thank you so much. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Too few. Thank you. Following question states, would you say that there are too many or too few or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Too few.
Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses for each. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levine. Would you like to see more doctors' offices and hospitals in Levine? You can say just strongly, just what, or simple no, or also you can refuse to answer the question.
Okay. If I would like to see more doctor's offices?
That's right, and hospitals.
Okay. Oh, and hospitals? Yeah.
Thank you. Would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target in Levine?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains?
Yes.
In Levine? Thank you.
Yes.
Would you like to see more bars and entertainment venues in Levine?
No.
No, thank you. Would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Levine? You can say yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you like most to see more in Levine?
Retail shopping.
I'm sorry, what was that? Sorry, ma'am.
Retail shopping, like clothes, home goods.
Like home goods?
Yeah, clothes, home goods, yeah, generally clothes and home goods.
Do you have one in specific?
More specific?
No. Do you have one in specific? For example, any specific brand that would you like to be there, or Walmart, or
like Ross. Like Ross. Women's clothes, Ross. They have home goods too. Ross. There's already a TJ Maxx, Marshalls. Like that.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate your answer. Also, I'm going to move forward with the next question. Switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
It's a big problem. Louis! Tell Cheyenne I'm on the phone. Yeah, it's really
forward.
High.
Thank you so much for your answer. I really appreciate it. Next question, it says, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that is available to buy or rent? Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
It's a moderate problem, but they're building right now. They're in the process of making apartments and new homes. So it's getting better, I guess.
Okay, a moderate problem, right, or slight problem?
Yeah. Moderate, or which one's higher? moderate or slight? I'll just say moderate.
Moderate, yeah, you're right. Thank you for that. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kind of housing for each. Please tell me yes or no if you'd like to see more that kind of housing you live in. Would you like to see more multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums you live in? You can say yes strongly, yes on what. You can say also no. You can refuse also to answer the question.
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Levine?
Single houses? Is that what you said?
Townhouses.
Townhouses. Oh, townhomes? Like, yeah.
That's right.
No.
No, thank you. Would you like to see more single family detached homes in Levine? Like separate homes?
Yes.
Thank you. Would you like to see more housing options for seniors?
Yes.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years, or you refuse to answer the question?
All my life. More than 20, is that it?
Yes. Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I'm living with my daughter.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some proposals, that is housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me if you are in favor or opposed. Do you favor or oppose change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings? You can say strongly favor, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose, or you can not answer the question.
Condominiums, what's that?
Condominium buildings. Like apartments, you're right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oppose.
Okay. Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Also, do you favor or oppose repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
To replace, say it again?
Yes, ma'am. Do you favor or oppose repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Oppose.
Thank you.
Somewhat.
Also, change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouses and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Oppose. Somewhat.
Do you favor or oppose change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Yeah, favor.
Thank you. Also, do you favor or oppose repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Parking lots. That's, I can't answer that question.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It's okay. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. We're about to finish with the last question right in. Do you favor or oppose change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Oh gosh, it's a hard question. I guess favor somewhat.
Favor somewhat. Somewhat, thank you. Finally, we'd like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
High school, thank you. Also, what is your annual household income? You can refuse to answer this question. Also, you can let me know when I get to the right amount. We can say...
just for that total for everybody in the household?
Just yours.
Oh, mine?
That's right.
I won't answer that question.
Oh, okay. It's okay, man. Also, and finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, am I speaking with Francis?
Yes.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate it, and thank you for being so kind with me and answering this question, ma'am.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. Have a nice evening, and thank you so much.
Thank you very much. You have a nice evening, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Have a nice evening.